Jehoshaphat, John chapter 15, verses 26 and 27. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. And you also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. Once again, we take note that the Comforter is the Spirit of truth. When the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you. Earlier, we took note in the previous chapter that the Lord Jesus Christ said, whom the Father will send. So the Father will send, and now the Lord Jesus, the Son, is saying, whom I will send. So once again, we see divine persons working together as one. Whom I will send from the Father, or from with the Father, and who proceeds from with the Father. An expression, from with, that denotes eternal existence. An expression that also denotes equality. Hence, beloved, let us grasp the truth that the Holy Spirit is a divine person. The Holy Spirit is eternal. The Holy Spirit is equal with the Father and with the Son. He shall testify of me, or he shall bear witness of me. The Holy Spirit, his sole purpose is to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ, to magnify the Son, the Lord Jesus. He shall testify, he shall bear witness of me. So as we read the scriptures daily, the Holy Spirit guiding us, he will reveal to us the Lord Jesus. He will bear witness to us and to the world through us of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 27 says, you also shall bear witness. You also shall testify. Beloved, what a responsibility we have. The privilege of having divine persons dwelling with us and in us, but now our responsibility to bear witness by our lives and by our lips of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have been with him. Companionship. Communion, or that we would this day experience such communion with the Lord, such companionship. You have been with him. May we bear witness of him today.